In this film, we're going to look at independent learning, what it is, how to do it, and why it's important. So first of all, what does independent learning mean for a university student?
Independent learning makes a huge part of the university student experience. It's not timetabled in, so you have to organise it yourself, but it's just you going out and doing extra research outside of your lectures, outside of your seminars, to try and understand more about the subjects that you're studying.
All students have a lot more time that's not timetabled, that isn't structured in that way. And that's not time off. And in some respects, the time that you're not in lectures or labs or in the studio is the most important time, because that's where you're really making it count. You are taking charge of the way in which you learn and, to some extent, what you learn.
Why is independent learning important?
To expand your knowledge, you've come to university to kind of be an expert in certain areas, and the best way to do that is they tell you certain bits of information, you go out and you find out more, you read journals, you read your textbooks, you just get better understanding of what they're talking about, and you get better discussions in your seminars if you do that extra reading.
Independent learning is an important skill, not just for students, but for work and for life. So if I hadn't developed my ability to do independent learning, I couldn't do the job I do now. It's absolutely fundamental.
Because it can help change your perception. If you're thought one way and then someone throws out another idea, it can completely change your viewpoint on a subject and make you want to do more reading about what they've obviously been reading.
What sort of things does independent learning involve doing?
Whatever way best suits you. I mean, some people go to the library by themselves, print off journals and stuff. You can get a group study room out and get a group of you in there talking about the subject. You know, some of you can read some journals, some read another, and then talk about the key points. It doesn't mean being by yourself. You're finding out other people's viewpoints as well, and, you know, getting their understanding so that you've got a better understanding of the subject.
You've got to think about your subject when you're outside of the classroom. Live it, be it. And the best advice I would say is find a group of like-minded people on your course. Persuade them to create some sort of study group where you just talk about stuff over coffee. When you do come to those bits of the course where you're struggling a bit, they'll help you, they'll be your lifeline, and they'll support you, and they can be friends for life, basically.
Independent learning is at the heart of the university experience. If you get it right, it can be really rewarding.